This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Sports Radio 610 presents Seth Payne and Sean Pendergast.
We coming to H time. Let's get to work in, man. Let's go.
Great day. Great day. Oh, give me some juice, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. Good morning, everybody.
Take that, Shannon Sharp.
Good morning, everybody. How are you? Welcome in.
That, oh yeah, is Shannon Sharp, is it not?
That was Shannon Sharp, yeah. That was.
We might need to think about rotating that out, depending on how everything turns out. I think we're in the clear for now, but we'll see.
Shannon Sharp with Johnny Manziel is who he was interviewing when he said that. That was, in retrospect now, possibly, allegedly, that could be a fun interview to go back and watch with Shannon Sharp. You know, just Johnny and Shannon sitting there on the same stage with each other, sitting there talking on the old Shay Shay podcast. Yeah.
Listen, Sean, I have zero regrets about wanting Golden State in this series. Zero.
Oh, about you hear me? Oh, about
zero.
About wanting to play them. Yeah. That's
yes.
Well, I mean, look, and for those who are just getting up, there may be some of you, seeing as it was a 3-hour basketball game. That's the problem with having a series that involves Draymond Green, and the Rockets are not without blame in this either, because of the style of play. When you get chippy playoffs, which everybody seems to want, I love the chippiness. You're going to get 3-hour basketball games because they're reviewing flagrant fouls and they're reviewing technical fouls and they're trying to separate people. And the chippiness is a whole lot of fun. It's a lot more fun when you're actually winning basketball games. 109-106, the final score last night. The Rockets are now down 3-1. The season has been pushed to the brink. They'll be back here at Toyota Center on Wednesday night. An early tip, 6:30, to try to. To try to salvage the season here. But last night, Seth, overall, it was a fun game. It was a close game. It was a tense game. The part where I'll give the Rockets credit is that they bounced back from horrific starts in both the first and the third quarter, where I will assign blame, and I'll assign plenty of blame, and you will as well here in just a second, is try not to get off to a start where you fall behind 16-4 on the road in the first quarter, and try not to cough up a 7-point lead at halftime by giving up an 18-1 run in the first 4 minutes and change of the third quarter. Those two stretches, the first 4 minutes and 18 seconds of the game, the first 4 minutes and 37 seconds coming out of the half, the Rockets gave up a collective 34-5 run in those two periods of basketball. This game was lost, before we assign individual blame, this game was lost in the box score in those two stretches of basketball and the Rockets' inability to shoot free throws. 19 of 31 from the free throw line. Can't win games, close games on the road.
Well, I can't win close games on the road, but at the very least, you were in position to get right there at the very end. If Şengün didn't chuck the ball up like his older brother was coming after him to grab the game controller from him.
Yeah.
It was Şengün... Şengün was more aggressive in this game than he was in the previous game. And I'm stuck in this position, Sean. I feel like you're a little bit more fed up with Şengün than I am. I'm looking at him and Steven Adams are the only guys with positive plus minuses in the series so far. And Şengün produced for you last night. But he's still a notch below a 57-year-old Draymond Green when it comes to just actually really showing up. And last night, Draymond Green, Şengün looked good, but Draymond Green, by and large, owned him. Yeah. If Draymond Green hadn't gotten himself in foul trouble, then Shangoon's not going to have the production that he did. He was miserable with Draymond Green on the floor.
I've got the numbers for you right here. And I am more fed up with Şengün. Some of the plus-minus stuff, for example, last night, yes, Şengün and Adams were the only positive players on the floor last night. Steven Adams was a plus 16 in 26 minutes. Şengün was a plus 4 in 42 minutes. Some of the plus that Şengün is getting is because he's on the floor the same time as Steven Adams. Steven Adams has been the better big man in this series for the Rockets. He's been the more effective at both ends of the floor because he's protecting the rim. He's getting rebounds. Şengün had maybe the worst 30-point game that I've seen anybody have last night in my time of, at least with this Rockets team, in my time of watching the Rockets. That was the most timid 30-point game I've seen. And you're right. He did most of his damage when Draymond was off of the floor with foul trouble. Draymond left the floor with 8 minutes to go in the third quarter, 8 minutes and change. He came back in with about 8 minutes to go in the game. So Draymond was out for the equivalent of about a quarter worth of basketball. In that time, Şengün had 17 of his 31 points in 12 minutes. The other 36 minutes is when he got the other 14 points. During that stretch, he was 6 for 10 from the field. During the stretch with Draymond in the game, when he had Draymond on him, he was 6 for 18. He was 12 for 28 on the game. There were times in this game when Alperen Şengün had Pajemski like low post, like defending him in the, like 6'4", defending him in the low post, and he's passing out of it. He's got Pajemski like facing him towards the basket, where if he just backs him down, you're going to get a good shot. And he's not doing it. And then when he is getting shots, he's timid. He's short-arming. All the things I said going into this game with Şengün, where he's just looked weak in this series. And that's where I thought, it's ironic to say that the leading scorer for the Rockets last night lost this game for them. But because he was such a big part of the game plan, and because he was so aggressive, to use your word, at least aggressive in terms of the amount of shots he was taking, he kind of lost this game for them, in my opinion.
But this is the problem, though. It's that I can't focus on Şengün when Jalen Green has 5 turnovers and 8 points.
There's
in the
blame
game.
To be spread around for Jalen sure.
Jalen Green,
yes.
when I ask, like, okay, which nerve is most raw? Yeah. Jalen Green, over the past 7 games, he scored more than 9 points once in the last 7 games, and that was his 38-pointer. He's not even inconsistent.
Yeah.
He's showing up once every 7 games. Yeah. And you can't play him. It's very, very frustrating.
No doubt. Well, some of those to give credit, like Jalen, some of those 3 games at the end of the year, he wasn't playing full minutes. You know, like they were.
He wasn't playing full minutes, but he also wasn't producing. He was shooting way less than 50%. He was like 2 for 8 in one of them.
No, he was.
I know it wasn't full minutes.
And the games didn't mean anything. Yeah.
Yeah, leave it to just the playoffs.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, just focus on this series.
Score more than 10 points more than once this playoff series.
Bingo. Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. You're 100% right. No, Jalen deserves blame. Jalen deserves blame as well. It's one of those things, like, you're right. Like, I was surprised and encouraged that Ime Udoka actually had Jalen off the floor for the last several minutes of that game.
Yeah.
Because he had been kind of had favored nation status in these other games that he's scoring 9 points and 8 points. The desperation is starting to set in. And I am very, very interested to see if Ime Udoka just sticks with the same old for this game coming up. Because I'll tell you what right now, Fred VanVleet ain't shooting 8 for 12 from 3 again in game 5.
Well, no, he's not shooting for 8 for 12. And I think because the other part that I battle with is, all right, well, they were down. And it was a 1-possession game at the very end of the game.
Yeah.
And yet, but you see the difference between the Warriors are on that final play. You know, Draymond Green gets in the lane on the inbounds. Then they try to run a screen with VanVleet. They don't switch it. They don't get what they want. And then Şengün just pulls up short because Draymond scares him. Because Draymond, according to, now listen, Jalen Green will claim that all Draymond Green can do is talk.
Yeah.
And by and large, that's partly true compared to the previous version of Draymond Green.
Offensively, yet, for sure, yeah.
He just shuts, I mean, he turned, Şengün was not a good player when he was out there.
No. Well, and there was a serenity to the game when he was not out there. You know what I mean? Like, there is this element to Draymond, and this is the first time we've really seen it in this series, because this is the first game where he's had to sit out an extended stretch with foul trouble, because nobody calls fouls on Draymond, it seems like. Certainly not a second technical on Draymond. Is that they're what, like, the Rockets were, you know, the Rockets were, when Draymond was in before he got his 5th foul, was the stretch where the Warriors were making an 18-1 run to come out of the shoot at the half. The Rockets getting back in this game did coincide with Draymond leaving the game. And there is kind of a calmness and a serenity where you can kind of get what you want a little bit more without Draymond out there. A, because he is a good defensive player, and B, because there's just none of the agitation going, none of the extra stuff that the Rockets are getting sucked into by Draymond.
Yeah.
Is happening while he's out there. So, yeah, like that was a That was a good, it sounds weird to say, because in the box score, Draymond made his first two shots in the first 45 seconds of the game and then didn't make a basket the rest of the game. But his impact was absolutely felt both when he was in the game and for those 12 minutes that he was out of the game. No question about that.
Yeah, but I have zero regrets about wanting Golden State in the playoffs, including the fact that the series is not over. That's right. I said it. Series isn't over. And second, if they do go down in flames, you know exactly where the Rockets are right now, and there will be no loss of urgency in trying to fix some of the things that ail this team, like having a shooter here or there to actually be able to consistently score points when you need to versus good defense.
Yeah, I mean, this, like, the specter of Kevin Durant hovers over this series right now in a big, big way. Like, that, this was the first game in the series that came down to the last couple possessions of the game in the last minute. The other series have all, you know, the Golden State's won their two games by 10 points and 9 points. There's nothing happening in the last minute other than free throws and meaningless baskets. And then the Rockets won their game by 15, and they were up by 20 for most of that game. This was really the first game where you acutely felt, Seth, the lack of a go-to scorer in crunch time. This was the first game that's had crunch time in this series. And to your point, what do you wind up with? Because you can't run anything, and because you don't have a guy who's a go-to scorer, you wind up with Alper and Şengün chucking up a contested 14-foot hook shot at the end of the game. You know,
the other part that was just bothering me all game long is that, you know, Kevin Harlan can lift up almost any color commentator, but Reggie Miller was at his Reggie Miller-ish last night.
That's what I saw. I saw that. I was watching the local feed. I was watching Craig and Ryan and Vanessa. This is what I heard, is that the whole game he couldn't pronounce Şengün's name. He's pronouncing it Şengün is what he was saying. That's the one thing I saw.
Frankly, that's a little
media.
Bit better. Yeah. I kind of like Şengün.
Şengün.
I would change my name to Şengün.
First name Shane, surname last name Goon. Yeah.
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 You scare some people for sure.
He didn't with all the multiple fouls and the flagrants and the technicals in this game, Reggie just wasn't seeing what other human beings would see.
I heard Reggie was butchering that part.
It was it was really it was a lot. It was kind of like when Phil Simms used to be a color commentator. And be like, are we watching the exact same thing here? I don't understand what you're talking about. Phil Slims and or Reggie Miller.
Exactly. Şengün and bad calls of foul. Texts are rolling in on this early. 713-572-4610. Jim Adler, the Texas Hammer text line. Jalen Green is starting to look like a younger version of James Harden in the playoffs. That's an insult to James Harden.
That's a deep insult to James Harden. Yeah. James Harden had his issues in closeout games.
Right.
And he had his turnovers in the fourth quarter that were frustrating and weird. But he produced. He scored. He routinely scored more than 10 points in playoff games.
Jalen's had one good game and then three horrific games. James's MO was to have four good games and then one really bad game in the closeout game of the series they would eventually lose in. So, no. He's not looking like the youngest version of James Harden was in Oklahoma City and was the sixth man on an NBA Finals team. So
He looks like a lesser version. He's doing the same thing, just as a lesser version of James Harden.
Yeah.
Not a younger version of James Harden. Not sixth man of the year James Harden. No. He's looking more like closeout game James Harden.
At least
but
get
he does
good
it every
shots.
Game.
Yeah, and Jalen's solution to trying to stop a Golden State 9-0 run is to just dribble, like spaz out and dribble into traffic and just spin his body around and turn the ball over and then yell at the refs. So a lot of people done with Jalen Green. Multiple texts from different people. I'm done with Jalen Green. All right, we'll talk more about this Rockets game for sure. Astros win last night. Let's talk about some good stuff. Astros win last night. We're going to circle back to the Texans as well. We've had kind of the chance for the smoke to clear on the draft. How are we still feeling about this draft class? We'll get to all that today. We got a petty cast at 8 o'clock. Going to be fun. Stay there. You're listening to Payne and Pendergast.